Yorkshire Cancer Research on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
There are two main types of skin cancer. The more common but less serious non-melanoma and the more serious malignant melanoma. In Yorkshire, the number of malignant melanomas have increased by a shocking 67% in the last decade. Whilst we all look forward to that glorious day in the sunshine, if we're not looking after our skin correctly, we're putting ourselves at serious risk. So how better to find out more than a day at the cricket? Yorkshire Cancer Research have partnered up with Yorkshire County Cricket Club and are encouraging people to stay protected, particularly whilst playing summer sports like cricket. Tom Harland and I went along to Headingley last Thursday for day one of England versus Sri Lanka. Whilst enjoying the match, I chatted to Charles Rowett, the Chief Executive of Yorkshire Cancer Research, about the partnership.
It is the second year of our partnership with Yorkshire Cricket, and it came out of the fact that Yorkshire Cricket are massively concerned about health within the region, and obviously Yorkshire Cancer Research is most concerned about cancer. And so there was a real marriage between the two organisations. And what we really wanted to do was to start to try and influence behaviours, particularly in relation to sun protection. Because what was actually happening with sun protection in cricket clubs right across the county is that kids are going out there and going in the sun and not being properly protected. But one of the most exciting things, and Yorkshire Cricket will tell you this, is there are more cricket clubs in Yorkshire than the whole of Australia. So there are 778 cricket clubs in Yorkshire. And where the cricket club and the Yorkshire Cricket Board and the Yorkshire Cricket Foundation have been tremendously helpful, is opening the doors for us to the leagues and to the clubs all around Yorkshire. And today we probably have got 20, 30 local cricket clubs here who are all doing fundraising activities for us. And so it's a great way of getting them involved in supporting the charity.
As part of the campaign, Yorkshire Cancer Research have got hold of a rather clever gadget, which helps to let you know when the UV rays are strong enough to require sun cream.
Every charity has a wristband, and we wanted to do something a little bit different. So this is a UV-sensitive wristband. So these wristbands are normally white, and they're particularly designed for kids. But it's really about saying that when you put your wristband on, it's white if you put it on in the shade. But once you go into the sun, it turns purple. Well, it's a trigger for them to say to their parents that we actually want our sun protection on and get our sun cream on.
It's a really good indicator that you otherwise wouldn't have, and it's bright out here, but there are clouds covering the sun, so I think I would have automatically thought, there's clouds, I don't need sun cream, but this would tell me otherwise.
Yeah, when we were here last year for the New Zealand test, it was one of the coldest days that anybody can ever remember in May, and it was overcast and it was cloudy, but the wristband still turned purple. And that surprised people. There are 1,000 people here today all wearing these wristbands. And I think many of them will be surprised that even on a dull and overcast day, that actually the sun is still very strong.
Tom Harland also spoke to Mark Arthur, who is the Chief Executive of Yorkshire County Cricket Club.
Mark, you've got this amazing partnership with Yorkshire Cancer Research. Can you just tell me why you chose to have a partnership with that particular charity?
Well, I think it's really important that Yorkshire County Cricket Club always has a partnership with a Yorkshire-based charity. And Yorkshire Cancer Research was something that, in particular melanoma being more prevalent, and all our cricketers being exposed more to the sun than maybe other areas of society. And hopefully with the engagement with the 778 cricket clubs that we have, and all the schools that we work with through the Chance to Shine programme, then people will be more aware about the issues that can face us at any time in our lives to do with cancer.
As part of the partnership, I know some of your first teamers have been for some screenings. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, in fact, all the staff went. I went myself. I think it's quite an eye-opener, and therefore you know what you're looking for yourselves if you haven't been screened for cancer. And it helps when the players then visit schools, it helps their interaction with the children to say, yeah, I've been screened, there's nothing wrong with being screened. You know, it can be very helpful.
We With 1,000 people dressed in bright blue Yorkshire Cancer Research t-shirts, the support could be seen all over Headingley Cricket Ground, spreading awareness of Yorkshire Cancer Research and the importance of prevention and early diagnosis. But it's also important that vital funds are raised for the charity. I talked to Julia Clark, the director of fundraising, about some of the shocking cancer stats in Yorkshire.
It's outrageous to me that if you live in Yorkshire, you're more likely to get cancer and more likely to die from it than if you live almost anywhere else. And I think that as a Yorkshire woman and as a Yorkshire fundraiser, everyone needs to know that, and everyone needs to come together in some way, in some shape or form, and do their little bit around putting that right. And whether that's putting 50 pence in a collection tin for Yorkshire Cancer Research, or holding an event, or supporting us through the cricket or any other sport that you're involved with, all your support and donations are really, really vital to our work. Every single person that's wearing one of our t-shirts today is showing that they care about Yorkshire, about cancer outcomes, about the fact that there is an inequality and that you are more likely to get cancer and more likely to die from it, and they want to do their bit.
Other ways that you are fundraising for Yorkshire Cancer Research are coming up over the summer, I presume. Are there any ones that you want to mention that people who are listening and want to do more could get involved with?
Absolutely. We've got a whole events programme, and if you look on our website, you'll see all the events that you can join in, and from the Great North Run through to much less tricky 5Ks, through to tea parties, through to joining a volunteering committee or group, through to just doing your own thing. If you want to sit in a bath of cold baked beans and raise sponsorship, then we will be absolutely delighted to come along, or even maybe put a toe in that bath with you.
You can find out more about the partnership with Yorkshire Cricket and explore how you could help by visiting yorkshirecancerresearch.org.uk.
Yorkshire Cancer Research on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.